Up. This is a
Gotta start again.
But now we are.
Yeah. You're listening to The Dollop. This is a bilingual American history podcast. Each week, I read a story from American history in Spanish and English to my friend
Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic is going to be about. And I don't think that's true.
You don't read it in Spanish?
No, I don't think. That's never happened. And it's a bi-weekly.
See.
Okay. Well, I guess now that is accurate.
Hola.
All right. That's quite enough.
Amigo.
Shut up. Silencio.
Me gusta basketball?
Sure.
Si.
Absolutely.
Silencio is one of those words you can just add an O and it actually is.
That's
right,
most of my Spanish, and I get close with most of it. Like, yeah. And we have a guest today.
Oh, we have
we're
a
doing
guest.
A special
we're doing
episode,
a special episode.
Because our friend Ari Shaffir has a Netflix special coming out.
It's out today.
Right.
It's out now.
It's out today.
And the exact date that it's out, just to be clear,
July 18.
July 18.
That's today.
That
2017.
Is today. And it's going to be different because today Ari is going to read us a story from American history.
Hey! Yeah.
And we're going to learn from Ari.
I actually prepared. I did some research.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You have a computer.
Yeah, I got
things
choices for you guys.
Yeah.
So I went nice and dark.
Oh. Okay.
So either way.
Okay.
I do the story of Levi Strauss.
Okay.
Who invented jeans.
Okay.
Or the BTK killer.
We get to choose?
Yeah, I mean, I prepared both of them.
Oh, wow.
Or from memory, I realized on the way in, I can vividly describe the Black Dahlia, Dahlia DeBolito, who also tried to have her husband killed.
Did she really?
Yeah, it was great. They caught it on camera. It was great. But
the Black Dahlia?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think there was an original Black Dahlia, and this was like a 1980s one.
Oh, like a
Coke 2.
Yeah, like a gritty reboot of The Lady Got Cut in Half.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But a gritty reboot.
Right.
Yeah. Gritty, very
gritty. Grittier, yeah.
But reboot is the operative word.
I would say Levi Strauss.
Yeah, let's see Levi Strauss.
Yeah, I'm curious about the jeans.
Because I know the other ones.
Okay.
Levi Strauss, I don't know anything about except I like to put myself in those fucking pants.
Yeah.
They're great,
huh? He's warming up his hands like
the
Karate Kid. Mr. Miyagi over here.
Can I just say one thing about the BTK killer?
Yeah.
When he sent a letter to the police, his return address was Bill Thomas Kilman.
I mean, that's a giveaway.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Where's your mental, like your head is in a weird place.
He's like, I put a return address.
Kilman. Murderer.
It's on Netflix, your special?
On Netflix. It's called Double Negative.
Speaking of Kilman, see
don't
what I
touch
did there?
Me. Yeah.
See what I did?
I don't think anybody did. What does that mean? Because he's killing?
Kills. Yeah,
okay.
He kills
all right, sure. I mean, that...
It was filmed at Lady Footlocker, no?
It was filmed at that second choice.
That's
Lady
good.
Footlocker.
How great would it be to do
no
a special at Lady Footlocker?
Everyone's so worried about being the first to film in a place. No one's filmed in Lady Footlocker. I mean, even if someone's thinking about Footlocker, to go Lady Footlocker.
Yeah.
So out
no,
of the box.
Yeah, that really is true. Even if you got to Footlocker, not a lot of people would be like, you know what?
Would you close that to the public, or would you have to deal with people shopping for hats and such?
I think you keep people
shopping.
Oh,
that's a tough one. I think you keep people shopping for sure. In case it's someone gets bored during a joke, they're like, oh, I could use a...
Well, you don't want a Hollywood out. You know, let it be real.
Would you wear those striped shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do they wear to a Lady Foot Locker, too? Or just
all Foot Lockers. It's regulation.
And I'd wear the outfit.
I'd wear
the outfit. Yeah. And if people have questions, I'd help them.
Right.
If they just come in and say, excuse me, I need some socks with some pom-poms.
Well, yeah, of course. I'll get back to Facebook in a minute. If you look over there, talk to Brad. He's got tens in the back, and I think those will suit you great.
Do an audience shot of the wall where it is.
Yeah,
product placement to help pay for it. Great.
We're brought to you in part by Policy Genius. Look, if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance, it gives you peace of mind. So if something happens to you, your loved ones, they're going to have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, loans, education, just everything, daily expenses. And usually life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it start a policy soon rather than, you know, waiting on it. So look, head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. And in just a few minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need. And then you compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And they work for you. So Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. They don't add on extra fees. They don't sell your info to third parties. So head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. We are brought to you in part by Zen Business. Look, a lot of people right now, the great resignation is on. They're like, they're out of their jobs. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want more control over my life. I want a better life. I don't want a boss man telling me what to do. And so a lot of people are starting their own business. Zen Business is very, very helpful. They got an all-in-one platform. It guides you as a new entrepreneur through all the stuff you have to go through to get it going, an LLC or whatever you're going to set up. Got a super easy pricing structure, starts as low as $49. And then look, they're not going to hit you with a bunch of hidden fees. It's all very straightforward. What they say is what it is. They have a very fast and simple business formation for LLC and other business structures. Worry-free compliance and annual filings, so you can stay in good standing with the state. You can secure an employee ID number so you can open a bank account, hire employees, protect your personal, all that stuff. I wish I had had Zen Business when I started my business. It would have freed up all that time I spent on paperwork and all that stuff, so I could have just focused on the business. So look, Zen Business has helped hundreds of thousands of people get their business off the ground by guiding them every step of the way and making it easier to launch a successful business. Get started today for as low as $49 at zenbusiness.com/dollop. That's zenbusiness.com/dollop.
All right. So the Killman, the BTK killer. No, so now Levi that. Strauss.
Okay. Levi Strauss. Strauss in it.
Okay.
San Francisco boy.
Yes. Levi he moved Strauss's? To San Francisco. That's born in Germany.
A
German Jew.
Yeah.
Got out way before.
He was a German
Jew. He got out before
Jew.
The stuff happened?
Wait, yeah. I don't think he saw it coming.
Rumored. Alleged.
Right, yeah.
We still haven't seen pictures or anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's tons. You can just look at it. I'll wait till they become available.
I don't think so.
I'll wait till doing... I'm going to wait for the book to come out.
Yeah. A lot of those were doctored. Exaggerated the killings. Anyway. German Jew, Levi Strauss, born 1826.
Okay.
In northern Bavaria.
Okay.
Where BMW was later invented.
Sure.
You seem not as sure about that fact.
That doesn't seem like stating.
No, that was more you questioned your own sentence.
Yeah. I realize now it's definitely later invented. 1826 is pre-car, right?
Yeah, I think it's pre-car.
1826, okay. They definitely weren't cruising around. More of a horse situation at that point.
Right, right.
And I don't think
right.
they invented the horse, BMW.
They didn't have a BMW horse. Yeah,
not that I know of.
Look at the engineering. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Beautiful
stallion. A head.
Yeah.
And a bottom part.
Yeah.
It's got one horsepower.
Look at him. One horsepower. Or you start embellishing. 3 horsepower and just one horse.
He was named Loeb Strauss when he was born.
Because of his earlobes.
Loeb?
L-O-E-B.
Is
that a common name?
Not in Judaism that I know of. It might have been a German common name.
Loeb, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wish it was L-O-B-E.
Loeb would be easier.
Yeah right.
Might be pronounced Laib, L-O-E-B.
Feels like we're getting close to something that...
Loeb. Labia Strauss?
Yeah.
His dad died of tuberculosis when he was 17.
Almost everybody.
Yeah.
Almost everybody back then.
Just the normal.
Right.
TB takes
the TB
fire.
Killer.
Yeah. It took out 90% of people or something. I don't have the exact figures.
God, the coughing.
That's whooping cough. Is it also TB?
TB's got a cough too.
No, it's got a more milder cough. I mean, from what I know from,
you've had TB.
From watching...
watching
what was
TB
the name
victims?
Of the, what was the name of the movie where... Okay, Corral.
Tombstone.
Tombstone. That's what I mostly take my TB facts from. And he coughed a bit, but it was more like a "I'm coughing up blood" cough.
Oh, that doesn't. That sounds mild. That's a mild cough.
Like a drowning cough.
I picture like a David Tell cough. Hey, who's talking about
walls of phlegm coming down?
That's known as a chronic cough.
Yeah. Man, it's like, Dave, you gotta stop smoking, man. I go, why?
I'm good.
2 years later, his mom, Rebecca, and him, they moved to America to join his older brothers, who were already there in New York.
Okay. They were established.
They were established at a dry goods store.
Fuck yeah, they
were.
Okay. Selling dry goods.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's dry. It's stuff that's dry, as opposed to a wet goods store.
Yeah, well, which actually, they went out of business, a lot of the wet goods stores. These are terrible.
Constantly hosing shit off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
problem.
Dry goods.
Yeah,
so.
That was 1948. By 1950, he became an expert in the dry goods and salesmanship business.
Within 2 years.
1858 or 1950?
1850.
Okay. So, okay, 2 years. So he really figured out dry goods within 2 years?
For sure, man. That's just a normal Jewish thing.
And
We're experts at fucking salesmanship.
Yep.
And at excelling at things.
Yolo, sure. These are so dry. You're going to love these.
How?
So what is a dry, essentially a dry good is?
I think you're, I mean, are we talking about dried foods?
No, no. I think it means like goods.
Good.
Okay,
that are not wet.
Yeah, like canvases and like chairs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe parts.
Well, the idea that anyone would be selling wet chairs.
Well, wouldn't you just call it a stuff store?
Store? Maybe a store.
Like store?
Yeah, okay.
They hadn't invented shortening back then.
Right. No, they had a roof. So we're like, we're dry goods.
I'm going to talk to this Strauss company about that.
Levi
Strauss.
Get in touch, yeah.
Say what's,
sure.
What was exactly that?
Yeah.
Guy comes in with a bunch of old peaches. Where do I put these? Get out of here!
And then a huge moment in American history happened when they discovered gold in California.
Oh, that was a big deal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gold, they called it.
Gold, right.
Yeah.
They were
in response to the
like
black
Little
gold
Caesar's
of Beverly
Hills
Pizza.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay, gold. So the gold rush happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and he became an American citizen.
Okay.
1 month later, moved out to California.
Okay.
So that's what everybody was doing.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to mine for gold.
Okay.
He was just like, that looks like
he was
a
like,
good
there's denim in these hills.
Yeah. He's like, everyone's going there, so I can go out there and maybe start a dry goods store.
Yeah, exactly.
People
he was like,
I'm going to sell
stuff to these gold miners.
Yeah.
He's not going to get his hands dirty.
Those were the guys who made all the money back then. It wasn't the gold miners, it was the people selling shit to the gold miners.
Yeah. And apparently the price was jacked up.
Oh.
Over the mountains, you couldn't get anything, so the price was like 5 times higher over there.
Yeah, that's
for
how
the
you
dry
do it.
Goods.
For everything.
For everything, okay.
Wet goods, dry goods.
All of it.
All the goods.
All the
want
goods.
A cat.
Lukewarm goods, hot goods.
Hot goods, cold goods, wet goods, dry goods.
Prostitution.
Wet prostitution, dry prostitution.
I wonder if prostitutes cost more out there because it was harder to get them there.
It's supply and demand,
a market,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in China once. And I went into the Great Wall of China.
Sure.
And,
that is there, right?
That is.
Okay.
So far.
I thought it was.
Internet access here? Hold on.
Oh, no, there it is. There
yep,
it is.
Yep,
there
yeah,
it
it's
is.
In China.
That is it.
Yeah,
okay, I thought it was that one.
Anyway, there's this bottle of water this guy's selling. Let's say for $1, it's usually sold for, and he was selling for like $3.
Right.
And that's what they sell to tourists, let's say.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And but it was like in whatever the yen was. And I was like, fuck that. No way. It's fucking one. You're trying to rob me, like always. And because I'm white, you know, that's
right.
Normal.
Yeah.
But then he was like, yeah, man, it's one if you don't have to lug up a case of water up to the fucking Great Wall of China.
Right. Okay, that's
like,
fair.
Okay. And I was like, yeah, okay.
I'm actually going to take
three.
Four.
Here's three.
Keep the change.
Yeah.
You're terrific.
Yeah.
These are wet goods, right?
So I assume the prostitutes probably cost more there.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Probably had quite a luxurious life with all those clean gold miners coming after them.
Yeah.
They're loving it.
Toothless dreamers.
Yeah, so he moved. He moved in February 1853, and right then, all the records of his brother stopped. We don't know what happened to
That's
them.
That's it?
Yeah,
they're out?
That
they
does
died.
Happen.
Jonas
never again.
Something else. Nobody heard about him. Nobody heard
Even
that
at
he
the
died.
End, when he's rich and famous, no one's like, what happened to Billy?
He never sent for them?
Nothing.
No one knows.
It's fucked up. I wonder if they even knew that he was Levi Strauss, or that he started the company.
He did. He was still there when he changed his name to Levi.
But he hasn't changed his name to Levi.
He did. He
yet.
Changed
oh,
it in 1850.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
After he became an expert in trade. He was like, you know what? Fuck this Loeb shit.
He went to Levi.
I'm Levi.
Loeb's weird. I'm Levi.
Yeah. I think he didn't want to sound so German, maybe, or...
Yeah, I think we all have that. That's still a thing.
Yeah. He was like, you know, World War One is coming in 45 years,
right.
So it's kind of tense.
Yeah, he sensed
That's
it.
That's foresight.
He sensed it.
Yeah.
He sensed it coming. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a dry war.
Yeah.
That was a dry war.
Price was gouged.
Price was gouged.
For everything.
Well, he's selling everything now, right? He's got a whole... Just
he's like, selling everything. No.
Dry, wet.
He's having trouble.
Oh.
He's actually having trouble.
Oh,
he can
boy.
Make a lot of money on the stuff he is selling, but he's having trouble selling. He is gouging.
Okay.
Which is a normal Jewish, like...
Sure.
You can say it. I can't say it.
Genetically predisposed to gouging.
We're not going to disagree with you, but we can't say it.
Okay.
But yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
And it was all goyim there, so it was like, it's fine. It's fine.
Right.
It's like, nobody cares. But he's having trouble, and on one occasion, he couldn't even sell a piece of canvas.
Oh, good
He
Lord.
Wanted to sell a piece of canvas. He couldn't sell it.
Well, yeah, but why?
For making tents. What?
Oh, for making tents.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to hit,
paintings.
Like, the art demographic.
Yeah, I thought he was like, well, no one wants to paint here.
Oh, come on.
Look
well,
how
well
beautiful.
Is it in an art scene?
Look how beautiful it is.
You know, I opened a gallery. Yeah,
this gold mining town is lacking in museums.
The dreamer on the hill.
Yeah. But when they're not gold mining, how will they blow off steam?
Yeah, what will they look at? Look at this painting for an escape.
Yeah. So, no, none of that. Who's for making tents?
Maybe he was trying to sell it for too high because everyone needed a tent.
You might be right. He might have gouged. He might have overgouged.
Right. He OG'd.
The slippery slip of gouging.
Yeah. You got to take it to them, too. The people who have gold. Hey, you guys got gold? No? Moving on. Hey, you guys got gold? Yeah? Hey, you want a tent?
I'm gouging. I mean, want a tent?
For the price of whatever you have in your pocket.
You should do like a how to sell class because you got it down.
You should also name classes. You should teach a name
how
classes.
How to sell class?
Yeah.
I got that one.
Okay.
How to name, sure. Yeah. You can be great at telling people what to do
classes
in.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can teach a class.
You nailed that.
That
one. I mean, how could it not go better?
Yeah. How much money do you have in your wallet? $14? I got something for $14 right here.
Shocking you should say that number, sir.
Wow. What a coincidence again.
Yeah. Okay, so
anyway,
he's up.
Couldn't sell it, so he just gave it to a tailor.
He gave the canvas to a tailor?
He gave the canvas
loaned it to
a tailor.
Him.
Okay.
He loaned it to him.
Yeah. A tailor
changing.
He knew.
Okay.
Who transformed it. This is a huge moment. To 10 pairs of trousers.
10?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he know that the guy was going to do this? Or was the guy like, you know what?
Hmm.
You
know 10
what?
Pairs.
You know what, Larry? Do your magic.
You do you.
You
I'm not going to get in the way of your art form.
I know you see something here that I don't see.
Or coming back after like, all right, man, I'm going to need that kid. What the fuck? Are these all pants?
What the fuck did you do?
Oh, my God.
Michelangelo had a block of stone, and he saw David inside of it.
That's true. And made pants.
And this guy, this other artist, saw pants, trousers.
Yeah, thick trousers.
With rough canvas.
Yeah, thick trousers.
Those must have been nice to wear, too, on those hot days.
Yeah. What color they were.
Looking for gold while canvas chafes your inner thighs.
Oh,
that's nice.
Undyed. I don't know what color the canvas was.
I don't think at any time back then they were like, oh, these pants are too rough. They were just like, oh, pants.
Ah, sweet pants.
Like there was no, except for the really rich guy that was just cruising around in silk pants. Everyone else was like, I just want pants.
I just want something to cover my legs.
Yeah, I'd probably go for the Donald Duck look then.
What?
Bottomless. You know, shirt up top, little bow tie, then just shoes and socks, nothing down low.
Especially if you've got no dick.
Yeah.
It's an easy look to have.
Sure,
he does not, that's one thing you're forgetting, he doesn't have a dick.
Yeah, no,
it made it
perfect.
Easier to handle that outfit, that style.
Morning,
although I heard they're doing a gritty reboot.
Yeah. You guys want to see my dry goods?
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the director's cut of Chicken Run?
No.
Graphic sex scenes.
Is that right?
Graphic.
Well, I know the original title was Chicken Fuck.
Maybe that's why they changed it.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. In this
There's
case, the studio's right. I usually take the
artist
side.
We'll let you put it on the DVD extras.
There's a lot of anal.
They show the penetration, too.
People don't say that a lot, but
it's difficult to watch.
I'd love to check it out.
Kids have questions,
like,
for sure.
It's long. It's long.
It's
They're
like
long.
Fritz the Cat, but with chickens.
Anyway. Pants sold easily. Excuse me. Trousers.
Easily.
Sold
trousers.
Easily.
Oh, he sold them
all
right
tent.
Away.
Boom, boom, boom,
Everyone's
boom, boom,
like,
boom.
Look at these things.
Gone.
They're thick. It's like being in a tent, but it's just my bottoms.
Cover my legs.
It's like putting my dick in a tent.
Yeah. So he started making these fucking pants out of tent canvas.
Okay.
Okay.
He's cleaning up.
Okay. So he's just buying tent canvas and cranking out pants.
Cleaning up. He knew how to be a salesman. He had to figure it out.
And this guy is doing it. This guy's making them, and then he's paying the guy.
He's probably paying the guy. If he was a tailor, he might have also been a Jew.
Oh, yeah. Fair,
maybe they knew each other.
Right.
He's at least paying him for his time.
Or maybe he's working for pairs of pants.
Could be.
Pair every 10. You know? You guys don't seem on board with my theory.
No, I wouldn't do it. If I was a guy who made pants, I wouldn't be like, that's a great idea. You'll give me pants.
Yeah.
I can already make pants.
I can just get fabric.
You made the guy sound like an idiot. And in my head, he's right. He's like, yeah, I can take a pair of pants. Sure. He's not just some idiot. He's like, doy pants.
Hey, Loeb. It's Levi. I'm sorry. Hey, Levi. Maybe in return for all this money, we throw in a pair of pants. What do you say?
I don't know.
Loeb. Don't call me Loeb.
That's what my father called
God
me for.
God damn it, Loeb was my
he
father.
He coughed up a lung with TB.
He had that Wyatt Earp tombstone cough.
And then you fall off a horse. Someone catches you.
Wait, what's going on?
That's what happens.
Okay.
The original cut had a yoke behind it. I don't know what that means.
Wait, the original what?
Yeah. The original cut of his pants, of his trousers, had a yoke behind it, which made it so you didn't have to wear it with a waist belt.
A yoke behind
Okay,
it?
So...
I think that might have been like an over-the-top
thing. Yeah, it's right. Like a suspendery situation, but attached to the pants.
Okay. So he had pant.
So no waist belt necessary, which also it proves our point. They didn't know how to shorten those days to just belt.
Right.
Or is a yoke something you like pull and tighten?
Could be. Maybe up through the shirt, just like hold, like it goes up through your shirt, and you just pull it down, which pulls the pants up.
Okay, so sort of like you're raising a flag, but they're your pants.
A pulley system.
Right now, we're way off, and someone is screaming. Yeah. Someone is screaming at their phone in their car.
Some Taylor.
That's not what a yoke is. What happened to lobe?
Bring me lobe.
What is a yoke?
Okay, so we had yoke pants. I think Aaron's looking up what yoke is.
Are you Aaron? Or are you just talking to your wife?
No, sorry, Aaron's Skyping.
Has she gotten pregnant
yet? I'm
looking
for it, but I'm not seeing it.
Okay. It's also something in an egg, if you didn't know that.
No, that I don't know.
Yeah, the center.
A yoke.
Like the center.
I hadn't heard of this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the egg.
Yeah, they separate the two parts of it. You know, the clear part and the
yellowish
part? I
call that the baby yellow.
The baby yellow, yeah.
Yeah,
it's also
okay, that is also a yoke. Okay,
yeah,
that's
depending where you're raised.
That's good to know.
The baby yellow?
Yeah, yeah.
This feels like one of your Jew stories.
Okay, all right.
You know that Jews, if you crack an egg, if there is one little drop of blood in it, like if you see a speck, just one drop of blood, not kosher. Got to throw that egg out.
That's not kosher?
Not kosher.
Why?
And it's because it was like fertilized, and then it's no longer like just like a non-fertilized egg. It's a piece of an animal.
Huh. Oh, yeah, because you can't mix kosher. No. You can't mix anything, right? Like the egg.
No, you can do egg with meat.
You can do egg with meat?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just cheese you can't do with meat.
Cheese and meat, yeah, can't do it together. Milk and meat. Huh. But anyway, also, if you crack three eggs into a bowl and they're all good, crack a fourth one, one drop of blood.
All of them?
Oh,
all of them?
That's it.
Give it to the goyim.
Give it to the goyim.
They'll eat it. They'll eat anything.
We sure will.
I'm not sure I appreciate this.
They'll even eat chickens you don't hang upside down before you kill them.
Goyims are the Mikeys of religion. They'll eat anything.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a rule where if you find, this was like an actual case in the Talmud, where if you find a piece of meat on the ground outside.
Which happens a lot.
Outside of a street with 10 restaurants on it. And 9 of them are kosher and 1's not. Are you allowed to eat that piece of meat?
Well, see, now you shouldn't be eating road bacon anyway.
Yeah, that was my question always.
So they're like, you can't eat this. This place isn't kosher. Well, also, it's on hair.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. You can't eat it.
You can't eat it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think.
I've ruled.
You've ruled on it?
I'm a part of a kosher committee.
Oh, Judge Kosh.
Yeah.
Judge Kosh.
Yeah.
Judge K, for short.
Rough David.
Okay, so they have yoki pants.
Yeah, okay. It's possible also to put working tools in them and samples of gold in these superimposed pockets they put on.
Superimposed?
Yeah, they're like outside.
Oh, okay.
Outside.
So right, okay, like, I get you. Sort of like your pants are inside pants. Out.
Yeah, you know how the stuff, when you turn them inside out, you can see the pocket?
Like how you wear your jeans in Back to the Future 2. It's accurate, trust me.
So later he replaced the canvas with denim.
Okay.
He was like, whatever. And then
do we know why?
We don't know why. All the research I did don't know why. We do know why he dyed it blue.
Okay.
It's obvious, according to most places. They always say it's obvious.
Because you can hide in the ocean.
Nope. Indigo is the cheapest dye.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something.
That's why
about it, don't you?
Jeans are blue. That's why I'm wearing blue jeans and you're wearing gray stonewashed.
Well, okay. There's no need to judge. Well, really. Goyim pants. Okay. Inside pockets. Oy.
I think it's fine to judge.
Judge Kosh says so. Judge Kosh ruled again.
I found what the yoke means.
Oh, what? Like,
okay.
It's instead of your pants being at the waist being straight. Yeah. They slightly curve up on both sides.
Oh, that's in now.
It's more for a woman.
Yeah, but like what is figure. How is that?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
How
he's getting what emotional. Ari's emotional.
How is that a thing that? Why would that make any?
Yeah,
difference?
Why would that make it easier? It would just fall from higher.
It looks like it. It looks like it hangs on easier, without a belt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dave Anthony, your questioning eyes is what would stop you from becoming a millionaire in the 1850s.
You'd just be buying the pants, not making them, Dave.
We don't need a yoke. Yeah, get that loser out of here. Get him to the gold mines.
His pants are down again.
I'm trying.
What?
I'm okay. Still trying to figure out what a dry goods store is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what is a dry goods store?
Yeah, okay. So in the United States, dry goods are products such as textiles, ready-to-wear clothing, and sundries.
Sundries.
Okay.
Like toothpaste?
Consumer goods.
Absolutely.
that are distinct from those carried by a hardware and grocery store. So they're the shit that's not in a hardware or grocery store that is dry.
The shit that's not in a hardware store and a grocery store.
That's dry.
We found a market. Yeah. We've got a niche.
If you're going to Heckinger's, is that still a grocery store? Is that closed?
Heckinger's.
What are you talking about?
Heckinger's, like lumber? Is that still around?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, are you
thinking of 1974?
Home Depot. If you go to Home Depot, I'd be like, hey, can you have sundries here? They'll be like, get the fuck out.
You want to go to Heckinger's? Get the hell out of here.
Is Heckinger's not around anymore? Is that not national? Is that just near my house where I grew up?
No idea.
Damn it.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah, I think that's just one store near you.
Everywhere's got a Heckinger's.
What, O'Reilly's isn't here?
O'Reilly.
We didn't pay for that.
In the mid-1850s, he became a well-known businessman, old Levi, in the city. Okay.
So he's killing it.
He's killing it. But he was modest. He still has employees to call him
Levi. This is like a brand new invention that people are like going apeshit for.
But he's raking it. Only in Cali. Yeah. Okay. Only in California. Oh, okay. Only in the Gold Rush area. But making hand over fist.
Yeah.
Okay.
San Francisco on the outskirts.
I wonder what happened if a guy got on a train and went back east. They'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Your pants are blue.
Holy shit, what's happening with your underparts?
I forgot your belt.
The lower half of you is incredible.
Oh, my God.
What is that yoke doing on you?
Look at the delightful yoke on you, the way it rides your hips.
You don't have to pull those up, do you?
Oh, not at all.
They just hang on there?
Yep.
Are they kosher?
Absolutely. And look at these pockets.
Pants can't be on kosher.
Yeah. You know, I found these pants on a street where 9 restaurants were kosher. One wasn't, so I can't wear them. I shouldn't be wearing these.
I dropped some meat.
Yeah,
they never cover why you would eat street meat.
No.
Well, you're just hungry, number one.
Yeah, but if you're hungry and you go down there, I mean, you got to make, you're like, do I starve or stay kosher?
I mean, if you're going down to where the restaurants are, you got to be thinking you're going to a restaurant anyway.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, why go all the way in when I can just eat this meat that's
on the ground? Beef. Oh, look, beef. Yeah. Oh, great.
One of the most common phrases you hear on a New York street.
Oh, look who just stepped in some lamb. Hello. Are you guys kosher? You're not? God damn it.
You wouldn't probably say that.
I mean, oh, yum shibibbles.
Oh, happy Passover. There's meat on the floor.
This is a borderline offensive.
I should have said Purim. I apologize.
Yeah, that'd be way better. Purim's a festive holiday. Anyway, this new style of working clothes, the so-called overall suit to the waist, was super popular with gold diggers.
Okay.
However, a new problem emerged.
I knew it.
Boy.
This would be Act Two.
Where do you put your money?
Write screenplays?
We've both dabbled. I think we can feels do Act Two.
I never really understood the 3-act structure.
Well, you do an introduction, and then something happens, and you're off in Act Two. There's like a little bit of a turn.
Our
I think Act
incident.
Two would probably be when he went to California.
I think when he made the pants is the beginning of Act Two. That's when everything started to change.
And then you get to a situation that you don't think the hero would overcome.
Well, then you get to your midpoint, right?
It's
and then you get to your all is lost.
Yeah.
And then
all is lost.
Okay.
The new problem was that the weight of the gold carried by the gold diggers started to tear the jeans.
So there's
too much gold.
Which is still a thing today.
And not enough pant. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
So they're making enough gold to put in jeans that they're tearing jeans.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a flying fuck about my jeans at that point. I'd be like, I got so much gold that my pants are ripping in half, and I walk around naked holding my fucking gold.
Yeah,
but
you want your gold falling out.
Put it in your hat and walk down to the bar and get a drink like you're supposed to.
Yeah. Throw a piece of gold on the counter.
That's right.
Around for everybody.
And then everyone's like, what happened to your pants? You're like, you're goddamn right what happened to my pants.
Not
that fucking
answer.
Strauss Jew doesn't make good pants.
Let's go burn him!
This Jew's pants don't hold gold like he said.
I spent 3 golds on this pant.
3 golds? Before they had any idea. How many gold monies? 2? A deal.
Wait, where's your scale?
Scaling money?
Yeah.
We're going to need to chip this one.
Give me one chicken and change.
Okay.
Anyway, 1872, Levi received a letter from Jacob Davis.
Uh-oh.
This tailor of Baltic origin. To whom he was always delivering denim.
Okay.
He's a regular customer.
Okay.
So this guy who's delivering Levi denim?
Levi is delivering denim to Jacob Taylor.
He's delivering him jeans or just denim?
Just denim.
Okay.
And Davis had this idea.
Oh, fuck. Is it pants?
No.
No, Dave.
Pants were already done.
No.
Okay.
You remember?
Yeah. He was like, hey, Levi, how about we reinforce both pockets and fasteners of the jeans with a horse harness rivet?
Well, I don't even know what that is.
You don't. Idiot.
Here's what a horse harness rivet is.
You're standing up.
Yeah. See this?
Yeah.
See that little button?
Uh-huh.
That's
the little buttons on Levi's have an actual purpose. They're not decorative.
Look at this.
So they hold the pocket in.
Together. They hold the pocket together.
Oh, okay. So it's like more. So we got it. We take it up. We're taking it up a notch from thread, and we're putting some fucking rivets up in this bitch.
So now, I don't know if that is a quote, but now they have.
That's in here. That's what.
Oh, that is
Levi said.
I'm so sorry, Dave. I would never. I'm so sorry. Okay, so they. But now they have a button budget.
Oh no, he said upon this bitch.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. Come on.
It's a nearby quote.
It's fair. I got a little loose.
Okay, so he added the buttons.
Yeah, he didn't have the money though for the $68 for a patent.
Okay.
That's a lot for back then.
Back then, by the way, that seems like a huge amount.
Yeah, that's
but
pretty crazy.
But he's making tons, right? He's doing well.
No, this Jacob Strauss didn't.
Oh, this
have
is
it.
Jacob Strauss.
Oh,
okay.
The other guy. $68
seems like a shitload, by the way. Now that I think about it.
Back then, that's a shitload of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much is a patent now? Probably like $150. $200.
Not that much. I can go get one.
Yeah, you could get one.
Yeah, I could get one.
My friend used to work at the patent office. Want to hear his favorite invention?
Huh. Yeah.
It's a, because all you have to do to get a patent is not infringe on another patent.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or add a clock or wheels to anything that's already done.
It's a great system.
Right. Yeah. Toaster clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The microwave was a patent, and then the clock microwave was a new patent.
Oh, this guy's getting rich off my shit.
Yeah. I should have put a clock in it.
Come on. I said clock.
Shabibble Pesach.
Denim microwave.
Yeah. Favorite invention was a method of inducing birth through the use of centrifugal force.
Oh, my God.
Again, it does not have to be.
So you're spinning the lady around until the baby flies out.
A pregnant woman
in
a centrifuge until 5G's rocks a baby out of a womb.
Her head's in the middle. There's a net on the edge of her stirrup.
Fuck yeah, there's a net.
Feet.
There's a net. Not a doctor spinning with her.
No, it's to catch it when it comes out.
Well,
he's like,
well, the doctor will get sick.
I mean, all right. So there's a net.
A nurse, at least.
Yeah, maybe a nurse.
Yeah.
The IV.
So, well, the lady's getting sick too. The whole thing's a throw-up situation.
It's probably not a good way to bring.
I mean,
a
she's
baby
already not
in
a great
world.
Position. She's having a baby. She's already under duress.
Yeah, and she's in a centrifuge. So,
stirruped up.
So the baby just flies into the net, and then they stop the centrifuge, and then they go and grab the baby?
That was the inventor's idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You have to grant a patent for
it doesn't matter how useful it is or who will buy it. It's just...
Yeah, you can just make shit up.
Yeah.
That's
I've
why
got a
I'm
new
doing,
hobby.
That's why I'm doing a denim microwave.
You could get that in there.
Also, yeah. It feels like we have some...
disagree.
Okay. One piece of the pie.
Yeah. Do you think that inventor was a man or a woman?
Hmm.
Oh, boy.
Tough to say.
It's really tough to
my
say.
My gut's not white guy. My gut's not a white man.
If you do say man, I would say that you're thinking it, you don't think it's possible that a woman would invent
okay,
something.
Okay, here we go. I can't win.
Misogynist? I don't care for it.
No, because of the meme,
why don't
because
you think,
of the insensitivity.
Why don't think women are
the
smart?
Insensitivity.
Why don't you think women...
Aaron, cut this out.
On May 20th, 1873, the patent number 139121 was awarded to Strauss and Davis.
Okay.
Almost at once, the invention turned into massive profits.
The new pocket.
So wait, so is Levi a part of this patent, or is it just Strauss?
They got it together.
They got together.
Levi and Strauss.
Okay. Oh, no, Levi Strauss was his name. Loeb Strauss changed to Levi Strauss.
Well, who was the other guy
Taylor.
That came up
Davis.
With... Oh, Davis.
Yeah. Strauss and Davis.
Oh,
his
Davis,
name was
right.
Jacob Davis.
Jacob Davis.
So Jacob Davis has the idea, and Strauss patents it.
Yeah, he goes, you got the money for the patent. I don't. What do you think? And you've also got jeans. What do you think?
But what's what's Davis's part of the deal?
It's my idea.
Is he getting? Did they sign a contract?
They both got the patent. Both of them.
Okay.
It wasn't like Strauss.
Okay,
like,
so
I'll do it. I'll cut you in.
Okay.
He's fully like, hey man, I'm not a fucking shyster.
Okay.
Okay.
Full partner.
Call
like
me Levi.
Yeah.
I felt like that's where what was gonna happen. But
the guy invented the Big Mac got nothing.
That's because
like,
he worked for
McDonald's.
He's an employee. You don't get shit if you're an employee.
Yeah. Should have waited and quit and then taken his...
Gareth doesn't get anything from this podcast. I tell him he does.
Wait, are you making money on this?
No.
Okay. See, I was going to say... You had me scared for a minute. I was like, am I getting robbed?
No, you're good, man.
I'm not an idiot. No, I was going to say, by the way, I like your new digs. You're showing up with nice new clothes lately.
Thanks. No, I got a Tesla. Did you see a Tesla?
Yeah, oh, the Tesla's great. It's great. Yeah. No, cool. My Civic has all these motor problems. But that's awesome for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I would love to see you show up in a crown.
Yeah.
A gold crown and be like, ah, it's, you know, got to protect yourself from the sun.
Yeah. Scratch off life's been good to daddy.
Okay, here's the one problem, though, with these rivets. They were here. They were on the both pockets, back pockets, and middle to hold it all together. The groin.
Ooh, the groin?
Right.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, because cowboys use it, and they sat around the campfire.
Oh, God.
What
oh,
the
no.
fuck are you saying?
He's saying that the buttons heat up.
Yeah.
And they burn their balls.
Burn testicles? A lot of balls.
Oh, my God. Did
balls really get burned?
Yeah.
Burn That's a real
are you
thing?
Are looking to see if I'm making this up?
That is amazing.
It was a real thing.
He was burning balls?
Yeah, they're sitting around campfires, man. The metal's hot.
How close?
I mean, close enough. It's cold on the prairie.
Yeah.
It's not that warm. How windy it gets.
I don't just just split my legs and,
well, what
and
do you
crawl
guys
up
say
to
we
a camp.
Go crotch first near the fire and heat up. Oh, that's nice. Oh, the buttons!
Yeah. Well, they set Indian legged after they killed some Indians. They set Indian legged in honor of their
right. They were
foes,
like, "We got to be sweet to the spirits that we've just taken from this realm."
It's crisscross applesauce now.
Let's sit crisscross applesauce.
Is that what
Throw
they tell
the
kids
balls!
Now?
That's what they tell kids now. For, when they fair. First said it, I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, right, that what we were doing was horribly offensive.
It's so amazing when you start to realize these terms you learned when you were like six, and you're just like, Indian purr, awful. What? But no.
Why did
no.
we?
Do you know the rhyme? 1, 2, 3, 4, catch a.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy.
I don't, but I don't
know. Well, it's catch a tiger by his tail, but it wasn't
oh,
tiger.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember
people
that.
Changed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no,
people
yeah.
changed it. Not good.
It's good they changed it.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good that we
Trump is bringing it back. He wants to bring back all the old nursery rhymes.
That's how, that's how I'm picking the new FBI director.
So they removed the river from the groin. They're like, "This okay, whatever. If you tear your groin, that's on you.
Right.
But we don't want anybody burning their dick.
If you tear your groin, that's on you.
And no,
that's,
tear your and groin that's, jeans.
That,
yeah.
But that still goes for today. That's still a pants thing. If you buy a pants at the Gap, they're like, and please sign this paper.
Please sign this waiver.
If you tear your groin, it's not on us.
Yeah. If you break any chairs while you're sitting, that's nothing to do with us. They also removed the rivets in the back pockets because those started scratching up chairs.
Okay.
When people were sitting down.
Really? Well,
who knew that like they had chair etiquette back then with all the problems they have?
So now
and
we're
filth in general.
Yeah. So now we're just back to the front pocket.
Front
rivets.
Pockets. This
front
is
pockets.
Just beta testing, really.
Sure.
They find out there's an issue and like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
We didn't
well, we're scratching
be,
chairs.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had to. I wonder if they had to pay to replace some chairs. And cowboy groins.
Yeah. Maybe they did. Maybe they had some lawsuits. You owe me a new chair.
Yeah.
And
leave
a shelf sack of,
take it up with Jacobs.
Bring out the scale.
Some guy just walks in and throws his ball sack on the counter. Take a look at this! It's burned!
I'd like a new one.
And then he gets a denim sack.
Oh, yeah. Is a replacement sack?
Yeah, a replacement
That's
sack.
That's not bad.
Where'd you get your balls, Dan? Oh, these?
Levi.
At the same time, the firm's signature gold thread appeared in the back pockets. Do we have that? You guys wearing?
No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. So why was that? Were they just
fashion?
Is that just a thing?
Here's why.
Oh, there's a reason.
Yeah, it's the secret is in the Levi Strauss factory in San Francisco, which was destroyed by fire in 1906.
Right.
Okay. During the earthquake
fire,
in 1906.
Yeah. Earthquake.
So
fire.
No one knows what that means. That little swoop down and up, you know.
Uh huh.
No one knows anymore.
It's just gone.
Secret's gone. Levi knew.
And he didn't tell anybody?
Davis knew. He had the records in there.
He didn't tell anybody after it was over.
Wow.
No one knew. It's all gone now. It's over 100
Great
years ago.
Great Gene Mystery.
Great Gene. Welcome. You're listening to Great Gene Mysteries.
Hey, we only have one episode.
It was massive revolt. Really destroyed the fabric of this country. So we stopped doing it.
Anybody guess as to why, or is it just gone?
I didn't see any even guesses. It doesn't make any sense. It's just like a design. I don't know.
All right.
What do you think?
I mean, there's some tie-in with gold. You know, people are after
gold rush.
And there's some sort of gold tie-in, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know.
Anybody wearing Levi's here? Brenton, you wearing Levi's?
I think it was a...
Dave's pants are off.
A label for Goyim.
That would have been amazing.
We're marking all the Goyim.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Would you like the Goyim pants or the...
Well, I guess... What are my options?
Oh, just the goyim.
Just
All
the goyim.
Right.
You don't have any options.
Those are huge buttons near the penis. All right.
There's strong reinforced pockets for your manual labor.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Well, you get me, dog. Yeah. Shit.
I'll be bookkeeping.
Great. I don't even know what a pencil is.
Yeah. Side note, bookkeeper and bookkeeping, only word in the English language with three in a row double letters.
Wow. This guy's dropping some serious knowledge right now.
Wait, book? Oh, yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Only, well, look at this. You haven't told me shit.
O-O-K-K-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been Wordplay with
Kevin Garrett. Welcome to Words.
Okay. The label, 1886, they had the label, two horses pulling on a pair of jeans.
Okay.
It was in leather at first.
Yeah.
Right.
All seen that.
Yep.
Two horses going each direction, jeans in the middle with the XX.
Yep.
There, which represented extra strength, which they changed to 501 later.
501.
For no reason?
No real reason.
Better
for 501.
Than
the XX was to represent double strength. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I bet.
One more X.
When
and
do we know what
way.
Year they changed it to 501?
Yeah.
Is it the 70s?
501 appeared in 1890.
Oh.
1890.
1886, they had a leather thing with the jeans going XX, 501, 1890, four years later. And they changed that name from XX, which represented the extra strength. The 501s are still produced today. They're the original jeans. If you buy a pair of 501s, button
same,
fly.
Same style. Mm-hmm. Hasn't changed.
Yeah. They have added a zipper for East Coasters.
Yeah, because they like,
couldn't figure out.
They let you get their dicks faster.
They couldn't figure out the button
it's
fly.
East
Coast. But the button fly is, I mean, if you have button fly now, you button fly? Do you like it better?
I don't mind it. They're like, how do you get to your dick? You just rip it. You just
tear it. Yeah, but then they start to fucking fall apart, and then they're popping
on their own.
And then they're popping
on. And then you're like, you got to, there's just, the tie-up is worse.
Yeah, it's not
good. Come on, I got to button my crotch.
Yeah, but there's no real accidents, like painful accidents.
Well, not unless you're by a campfire.
What have you done that? I haven't done that. I've never zipped up my.
Oh man!
Once
I had one once.
You did?
But not. I'm now much older. I don't do that anymore.
I had one once where I thought I was gonna have to like call 911. I was like paralyzed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I it was amazing. I had to go to work, and I was just like, doop de doop. Oh God!
Why do they call the zipper teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, I got
it. Because it feels like a bite.
I did that with the button fly.
Much harder.
That is much harder.
Oh boy!
You have to sharpen one of the buttons.
Oh gosh!
Potentially try
really
to slice
hurt.
Your dick.
Oh, I'm not getting out of this one.
In his later years, Levi Strauss is a millionaire.
Yeah,
huge
fuck
back
yeah,
then.
He is.
Sure.
Became a philanthropist.
Fuck okay. yeah!
And an honored citizen of San Francisco.
Okay.
He sponsored a shelter for Jewish orphans.
That's nice.
Okay.
Well, Dave, I don't think it's time to be a pussy for this sort of thing.
Yeah, but why? But why?
Why
you,
Jewish?
Yeah, why not just all orphans?
I don't know, man. Jews have this weird thing of taking
Jews
care of themselves.
Yeah, Jews have a brotherhood.
I know, but just take care of all the orphans.
I mean, I agree with you. Why not just have orphans? There are too many, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like he might be racist also, like he doesn't want to take care of the black and the little.
The way my rabbi said it, because Jews are not allowed to charge interest to other Jews, but you can charge interest to non-Jews. And the Rashi, the big commentator, would say, why is that? Do you think non-Jews are worse than them? And they go, no, it's not that it's worse, but Jews are your brothers. So obviously you should charge interest. That's how you make money on money. But to your brother, you extend them the courtesy of going interest-free.
Wow.
Wow. It's got really intense.
They thought of everything.
Yeah.
So that's why they,
I'm really
that's why they don't.
Some,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
why,
yeah.
That's why the
yeah,
other babies.
Deep Jew bench.
Yeah. Anyway, that's why the other babies lay in the gutter and die.
Yeah. You know about the Crown Heights riots?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So this happened the same thing. There was a Jewish ambulance service in Crown Heights.
Okay.
Run by Jews, for Jews, mm-hmm. whatever. There was a car that hit two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Black kid, Jewish kid.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, 911 is a joke. So they didn't get there for a while. And before they got there, the Jewish ambulance showed up. And they picked up the Jewish kid.
Oh, my God.
Off they went.
And they left the black kid to die.
Yes, what happened to him? Yeah, it was a good time.
Good Lord.
And black people, I think they said, like, all right, well, what are we doing wrong? I guess that's fair, and we have to get our own service.
We need a black ambulance. We need a black ambulance.
It did not work
and
out
we
that
will
way.
Leave those Jews.
And they were pretty mad. And
yeah, that's weird they were mad. I don't know why.
I get it. I think if you think about it for a minute, you can see their side.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully,
that is awful.
Thankfully, those days are behind us and everything has changed.
Nope, absolutely. There will be a time when there will be like rich ambulances.
Just for rich people.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
That's what libertarians want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want, like, do it yourself if you want to do it.
Right.
Chip in.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah. Rich people will get better ambulance service. Poor people will get whatever they can afford.
It's going to be like the internet.
Right. What do you mean?
Once they get through
net neutrality.
Yeah, net neutrality.
Get rid of
it. Oh, yeah. If you pay for more.
Yeah.
I'm on the opposite. I hope they don't have net neutrality.
Really?
Yeah, I want to be told what I should watch and download, and I think corporations should tell me.
I like it.
Oh,
I
God, what kind of porn do I get to watch today?
That honestly would be the one reason why people wouldn't stand for it.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I didn't expect this.
Oh, okay, all right, get the picket sign. No way!
What is this, girl on girl only? No!
No!
I need deviant shit. Hey,
come on!
Where's the snails coming out of vaginas?
Well, not actually, I don't know if we're rooting for the same thing, to be honest. The guy with the sign. Let me see snails come out. Ted, don't help us.
I think you're at the wrong.
Come on.
Just put no net neutrality. Just put that.
No, this is specific.
He also funded for non-Jews. He established a fund for a new rail line. San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Hey. Hi. But yeah. That's also going to help him.
Yeah.
He can shape his pants out.
True, sure, true, yeah. True. He also funded 28 grants at Berkeley.
Oh, wow. 28.
28 different grants.
All right.
That's great.
University
that's
of Berkeley. Impressive. Yeah. I think later Green Day used one of those grants.
I believe
Green
that
Day did.
That
yeah.
Is
that
actually,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
It's not my writing. I just assume.
This is real history you're listening to.
I walk out to paradise.
That is our first Green Day tie-in.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, finally.
This has been Green Day Facts with Dave and Gareth.
And Ari.
And Ari. Aaron on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
How's your wife? he died September 26, 1902.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Never married. Never had kids. Don't know why.
Gay.
You'd think a millionaire.
Well, he was married to the jeans.
He was gay.
Maybe. He's gotta be gay.
He's a gay guy.
Back in those days. That's what
Back
I thought
in
so.
Those days, if you're not getting married, it's because you're like, well, I could get married and have a fake wife, or I'll just be a bachelor gentleman.
Yeah.
Well,
that way you don't have to face it.
They married people they didn't like back then. They're like, well, I'll just do this. And
there's no gay marriage. He might have been with a boyfriend for forever.
Yeah.
And he literally was a rich guy who hung out with gold diggers.
I mean, yeah.
He could have found
today's terms.
He could have found
yeah.
a wife.
Yeah, for
oh,
sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know. It feels like they're all after me for the money.
Or maybe you just went to his house. He's just surrounded by Jewish orphans.
Oh yeah.
Look at all the boys.
I have no time for women with all these boys.
With my boys, hold out your dishes, boys. Porridge time.
He was gay, right? That's what I thought, too.
You know, usually when you go back and look at the people, either they were super weird, but he doesn't sound that weird. Mm-mm. Usually the super weird ones, but then often it's just because they're like, no, I like dudes and I can't marry dudes, so yeah. I'm going to just cruise.
I will tell you that the BTK killer was a Cub Scout leader and a leader of his Lutheran church.
Of course he was.
Oh, good.
But he wasn't gay.
No. I mean, he had other shit. Yeah.
He had some other stuff going on.
He had some
on,
other shit
sure.
going on.
Oh, he had a kid, right?
He had desires. Yeah, he had a couple kids.
Yeah, she Brandon Kilman.
You know, there's a BTK scholarship now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
for
a grant.
Killers?
Yeah.
Actually, I was doing the research for that. I'm like, this is too gruesome. This is not
yeah,
going to be a funny podcast.
Yeah, it gets
pretty gnarly. You're right to sway me off that.
Yeah, well, you
the Diet
DeVito
thing was way better, but this was like, this is not going to be funny in any way.
And then he split her head open.
Okay. Okay. Hey, why don't you bring up the jeans one, actually?
In his lifetime, jeans were only worn in California.
Really?
Wow,
only
so
worn
crazy.
In California. They never made it over the mountains.
He was probably selling so many that he was just like, I can only make as many as I can make.
I mean, it's like In-N-Out. Survived for a long time just doing California.
Yeah.
That's still crazy.
Yeah. But it's just different times. There's
no
advertising.
No, that's true.
Right.
If there's no railroad yet,
yeah.
Then how are you getting them over there? Then you got to put them on a fucking wagon.
Well, and also, you're right. It's like now the transfer of like knowledge is so quick and simple, whereas then you just see a guy and be like, what the hell are those? Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had, I mean, the idea of being famous on the East Coast or West Coast, that's gone now. If you're famous on the East Coast, you're famous.
Right.
I've heard of you here on the West Coast.
Right, yeah. But back then, people were like, did you hear about jeans?
Yeah.
Well,
no. What?
What were they? I don't know.
My buddy said so.
Were they called? What were they called back then? They weren't called jeans, though, right? Weren't they called diggery?
Indigo
diggery
tents diggery for your legs.
Is diggery do the word?
No, it's didgeridoo. That's it.
Didgeridoo?
No, that's an instrument.
No, that's an instrument. Dungarees. Dungarees. That was the word I'm looking for.
Didn't say that ever.
They didn't say dungarees
anywhere?
No,
the three places I looked.
That's what they used to call them.
He looked three places and there wasn't
dungarees.
When did jeans come up?
I like how Ari's asking that.
Yeah, you're the guy who was on top of this whole...
So when did they become jeans?
I mean, I was a B-plus student, so I did B-plus research.
Yeah, but you went to fashion school.
This is better than B-plus.
I did go to the FIT.
Yeah.
Are you looking up dungarees?
He's looking up dungarees. When did jeans first... The word jeans. When's it linology? Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Was it genealogy?
It's just another
genealogy.
Word for blue jeans.
Yeah.
Dungaree.
Hey, am I the only one reacting to this?
Thanks, man.
Good job.
It's a fabric.
Jeans is a fabric?
Oh, who knew?
Levi Strauss knew.
Oh, that's right.
Used in England from 1605 to 1615.
Yeah. 1605 to 1615? What, jeans?
That's what it says. It was a fabric.
Oh.
But I guess now it's a subset of denim.
Well, we have subsets of
It typically refers to the most common style of blue denim. So there you go. I'm glad I brought this up.
Yeah. No, it's been fun.
Anyway, left most of his $6 million to his nephews.
Okay.
The rest left to charitable needs of both Jewish and Christian organizations.
Aww,
wait.
There we go.
So his brother's dead then because he has nephews.
Yeah. Oh, right. Wow. His brother's
dead. So he had to have been in touch with them. But we just don't know anything about him.
We don't know anything. The records.
He was hush hush.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't touched.
He was not important.
Yeah.
He's not the important one. He didn't do shit.
He might have felt bad for, like, I'm rich. My nephews are still selling dry goods like schmucks in New York.
Yeah.
Right.
How's the textile business coming?
Yeah, coming back with his gold-filled denim jeans.
Hey, you know what you guys should have done? Come to California with me when I asked you to.
Assholes.
All right.
Assholes.
Do you want a rug?
No. Take one of these Jewish orphans.
Yeah.
In the Great Depression, the Levi Company, Levi Strauss & Company, started marketing them across the country as an affordable and durable article of clothing.
Okay. Oh, so it's a cheap pant.
Once they started with advertising, then it became like a thing, cheap pant.
Okay.
These jeans protected people from dirt and
yeah, and they last a fucking while.
Forever.
It's probably the first pants.
They're easy to wash, too. That was another thing. You just run water through them and they're clean.
Wow.
I've liked them since they got rid of the buttons near the penis.
That was an issue for me.
That was a problem.
That's what I like.
I'm such a campfire guy. Yeah. Everyone who knows me as a campfire guy. Like, Ari, how do you...
Yeah. Well, then you have guys coming over to the campfire bottomless, just like, sorry, gentlemen.
I've been asking for a buckle to be put in the groin.
Full buckle.
Full buckle, and then I want to get really close to that fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gonna get that buckle nice and hot.
Yeah, some people have brands on there, so they would like really sear in a,
that's what I'm talking
a letter
about.
Or something, a scarlet letter into
under
their taint.
That's right. Why is it on my taint? It'd be on my balls. I'm not a weirdo.
It's hard to find you labeled.
There was a wide advertising campaign, and after the Second World War, characters of Westerns wearing jeans really helped.
Oh, that'll blow it
war,
up. Right? Yeah.
All over the world.
Wait till the Marlboro Man comes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went all over the country, all over the world.
That's when it happened.
Mm-hmm. East Coasters, New Yorkers especially, couldn't handle the button flies. They're like, what is this? What is this? And that's when they start putting the flies, the
fucking
zippers on there.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. New York City.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I know. It was Pace.
Pace picante sauce.
Yeah.
New York City.
Zip.
And then those always ended horribly.
Yeah.
It was like 4 minutes away from a murder.
It was always never good.
Some guy who brought New York City salsa was attached to a truck while guys were like, "Let's kill him."
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on, guys.
I'm alone.
I'm just enjoying.
I mean,
I did
break salsa.
I'm just enjoying my salsa.
Well, if you could have used your salsa if you brought it.
Shut up.
Shut up and get dragged to death.
Put the gun in him.
That's before they had like shooting someone in the face. Like, I need you to eat this lead. Literally eat it, and then you'll die from it. And then when you
put this inside of you,
boy, this takes forever.
Interesting fact: Levi Strauss, old Loeb, never wore a pair of Levi's himself.
Shut the fuck up!
Not once.
How is that possible?
He was a businessman, and jeans are for laborers.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. So there's some classism bullshit going on here now?
Maybe. He's like, I don't need durable
like
jeans.
Like, I'm totally on board, and now I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I hate jeans.
It's not on my knees chiseling.
Oh, I hate jeans. Despise jeans.
I wonder if he thought, because of the way things worked, if wealthy people started wearing them, then they might become for the wealthy instead of for the worker or something. It's just weird that he would be like, well, that's for the poor.
I mean, I don't wear a tool belt.
Well, not anymore. I mean, yeah. You did that act for a couple of years where you were Ari.
It's hard to get my dick
is
out.
Is that part of your... That's the problem. Ari still... kept whipping out a screwdriver on accident. God damn it!
This isn't working. I've got to develop this.
Damn it, I've got to develop
That makes me not like him as much.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it was classism. I think it was just like, why would I? I'm in the city.
I kind of get it a little bit, yeah.
I mean, if he's not an actual...
Yeah, if he's not an actual worker, which is who they're marketed for, I get it a little bit. Don't look at me like that, Dave. I'm not.
But it's okay to not like him. I know you don't like a lot of Jews.
Yeah.
So this falls in line with that.
I just got to find one reason.
At what point did he ever call him Junes?
Oh, maybe he tried.
He was probably trying that at one point. Someone was just like, no.
In the year 2000, in the small German city of Bottenheim.
Here we go.
North of Bavaria, in the small blue house where Levi grew up, a museum opened up.
Oh, shit.
A museum for the most famous trousers in the history of the world.
No.
Levi's.
Oh, my God.
The Levi Museum.
Yeah. How
in his
great.
Old, in his old home.
How great is that museum? How great is it?
I have not been there, but now I'm going to go. I'm gonna. My brother lives near there. I'm going to be like, hey, let's go check out the Levi Museum.
Is that true?
He does live in, that goes back and forth between like Zurich and Germany, and we'll for sure go. I realize now I'm going
to
go for, with him.
Yeah, you have
I like small museums.
That's a small one.
Yeah, where they just like, oh, not. You open up.
You get to walk in, there's just a pair of pants in a chest of drawers.
It's just a gap. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. This is not what the fuck? Yeah, I'll take them. But this is bullshit. I really expected something else. Just a fucking gap.
Wow. The oldest known trousers, I'm remembering, I didn't write down, are from like 1870. They found it in a gold mine in Nevada. Wow. Someone had abandoned there. They were holding up with rubber gloves to like protect them.
Really?
They lasted. They're in
the
like,
jeans.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They're in the Levi company right now.
They're gonna, jeans crazy. Are gonna outlive mankind.
Yeah.
They're durable, man. They're durable pants.
Yeah, don't fuck around.
Well, when you go to the museum, you gotta, you know,
wear or buy some jeans.
Yeah.
Is wear there any gift jeans. Shop? Yeah.
I'm fucking sure.
There's yeah, a
gift
bunch
shop.
Of jeans, man.
Yeah.
What do you have? Jeans. We have jeans.
So no button crotched ones.
Yeah.
No taint buttons.
Yeah. Also, something I didn't say, the little tag that says Levi's, that red tag, was added to show that they were different from imposters, which started cropping up around the time. Like, these have
which
the rivets.
Which is true,
these
too.
These have the rivets.
Wouldn't
but
they,
like,
could they not patent
they patented
jeans?
A rivet. I don't know how. I think, is a patent only good for 100 years or something?
No, back then it was not even that. It was a really short time.
15, 17. I think I worked for
think
a patent
like
law firm. 7 years?
I think back then it was
you could
seven.
Renew, like, once or twice, and then you're done. But now...
Now it's forever. I mean,
it is forever?
No, now you can just keep
renewing.
You know, you can keep renewing shit, and they have little ways to get around it. But like, you know, tons of patents should have run out, but they keep them going. Especially companies like Disney and stuff.
Right, they pay enough. They're like, how are we just keep
like
this?
Like with pharmaceutical companies, they'll create a drug, and then they'll be like, well, the pill is small and orange. And then they'll patent that. And that's why pills are
right,
all
right,
these
right.
different shapes and
really?
Colors, because they patent that shit.
Really?
Right? And then it enables them to extend it. And yeah, it's garbage.
It's garbage.
Really?
Well, that was quite an interesting...
That was interesting, right?
That was good
one. That was great. That was really good.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've had someone come on and read one to
really?
Us. Yeah.
How do you normally do it with guests?
Well, this is the first time we've had a guest on a non-live one.
We've only done live ones.
But so when you do the live ones, how do you? You do
Dave
a lot of live ones too.
Dave will read it to me and someone else if I have a guest.
Yeah, you were like, why don't we do it where you prepare? And I was like, all right.
Yeah. That's good though, man. That was really good.
It was great.
Yeah.
Now it's a special episode.
Yeah, now it's a very special episode. So plug
speaking of special.
Yeah, go ahead.
My double special, Double Negative, is on Netflix right now.
July 18th.
You can watch it in two parts or in one sitting, whatever you want to do it.
Ari Shaffir.
Called Children and Adulthood, two different sides of it.
Where'd you tape it?
Shot it in Austin, Texas at Cap City Comedy Club.
Oh, all right.
Built him a new stage. Because
that
stuff was so ugly, those pipes.
Not a great, yeah.
Yeah, I spent
a
lot of money on like making people like, why are you shooting there? I'm like, I want to shoot there. Like, you're spending so much more money.
That's great.
I didn't think of this.
Okay, I get
I'm
it.
I'm not smart.
Well, go and watch Ari's special on Netflix.
Yeah, I also have a podcast called Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
As well as Punch Drunk.
As well as Punch Drunk Sports, I filmed here with Aaron. You see my butthole how many times, Aaron? Many, many times.
Oh, Baker's doesn't it? If not, well,
that's Baker's more. Doesn't.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Skeptic Tank is not as gross as Punch Drunk. So.
Yeah. And then, do we have anything else? Just buy our
we'll
book, The United States of Absurdity.
Yeah, we'll just leave it with Ari's special.
How long did it take you guys to write a book?
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of like it's because it's off of stories that we already did on the podcast.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
That hurt.
I mean, it wasn't easy because we had to condense them down. And then, you know, I mean, in general, a book takes a good amount of work just because there's a lot of notes and there's a lot of, you know, numbers you got to hit and getting the art and all that shit and researching and tightening them up and trying to make them funny. You know,
I saw that. I thought it was so cool that you guys fucking super wrote a book.
It's weird. I gave my mom a copy the other day, and I think she was so like, I just never had any idea you would be near writing.
You don't seem literate.
You're not smart. Do you understand? You almost failed out of high school. Do you understand my amazement?
Your mom's weird sounding.
Look at what my stupid boy did.
Look at it. Not one typo. Is it stupid?
Oh, yeah, editor's mom.
Oh, you know that word. That was
look at you.
One syllable.
Oh, someone's in the business. Someone's in the book business. Now she's just becoming a pauper.
Also, most comics write books. It's always like memoirs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life Standing Up.
When Stanhope wrote a book, I was like, first, I'm going to start making this joke to everyone who writes a book, but except you guys, because there's always a memoir. I'm like, is it a novel?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's not a novel. And I'm like, oh.
All right, well, great. Well, thanks for coming on, Ari.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. And Dave, take care.
What?
Bye-bye.
We sign cars.
Oh, we sign cars.